FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Makhevi Zulu briefly detained at KK International Airport en route to South Africa. Renowned business mogul Sharuki Fawaz arrested for tax-related offenses. And in global news, demonstrators gather in Dakar to protest Iran war and show solidarity. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Opposition Patriotic Front faction president Makhevi Zulu was this afternoon briefly detained and stopped at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport from traveling to South Africa for allegedly failing to notify government of his intended trip. Mr. Zulu's spokesperson Isaac Nsoneka has confirmed the development to Phoenix News, saying that officers at the airport demanded confirmation that Mr. Zulu and former Mines Minister Richard Musukwa had been authorized by government to travel. Mr. Nsoneka said that the two were later cleared to proceed to South Africa at about 1350 hours after interventions from Mr. Zulu's team and airport officers. When contacted for a comment, police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi promised to provide a response on the matter.
The immigration officers who stopped them right at the gate as they were about to board the South African Airways plane indicated to them that they could not be allowed to get on the plane as the immigration department at the airport was not informed of the duo's travel to South Africa and that they needed permission from government before they could travel. So after a protracted engagement with the immigration department there, it took over an hour for them to finally be cleared. There's nowhere in the law where it says that Makhevi Zulu should be stopped from traveling out of the country as and when those in government feel the need to. It's really unfortunate and we cannot continue to live like this.
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, in conjunction with other law enforcement agencies, have apprehended renowned business mogul Sharuki Fawaz for tax-related offences involving over 100 million kwacha. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala says preliminary investigations revealed that Mr. Sharuki, as a director and beneficial owner in a number of companies acting with other individuals and with intent to defraud the state, is alleged to have been evading tax through fictitious VAT claims under declaration of income and submission of false tax returns. Mr. Nzala has disclosed that the suspect is linked to a number of companies that have been under investigations for various tax fraudulent activities amounting to millions of kwacha. He says Mr. Sharuki is currently in lawful custody and is expected to appear before court soon. Government says it is working to expedite the transportation of maize to Malawi following a bilateral agreement to assist with food shortages caused by drought conditions in the neighboring country. Ministry of Agriculture Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Hiulu says Zambia stepped in to help and officials are on the ground to ensure the export process is executed efficiently. Mr. Hiulu has confirmed to Phoenix News that significant progress has been made since the export deal was signed, with authorities moving swiftly to coordinate the movement of trucks across the border. He explains that Ministry Permanent Secretary John Mwangoti gave a directive to intensify efforts to meet Malawi's urgent needs. Mr. Hiulu has since assured that Zambia's own food security remains robust, having produced 3.9 million metric tons of maize in the previous season, with a bumper harvest expected this year.
There has been significant progress that has been made as far as transporting the maize from Zambia to Malawi is concerned. We were on the ground to ensure that the transportation is done as quicker as possible. From the government's perspective, everything is under control and government is on top of things. In terms of our current reserves, we have adequate reserves. So even when we're exporting to Malawi, we're exporting to Congo, we are still very much food secure.
Copperbelt Province Police Commissioner Mwalayui has disclosed that a significant number of juvenile groupings, commonly known as junkies, have been arrested since he assumed office in November last year. Mr. Yui says the arrests are part of intensified efforts by the police to restore law and order in communities affected by rising cases of crime and disorderly conduct linked to the groups. Mr. Yui explained that some members belonging to notorious groups such as Inseva and Vazale, aged between 12 and 18 years old, are already being dealt with under the law. He has told Phoenix News in an interview that the fight against junkies requires a collective approach, emphasizing that while many residents have fallen victim to their activities, law enforcement alone cannot completely eradicate the problem. Mr. Yui has since appealed to the public to collaborate with the police by providing timely information, reiterating that sustained cooperation between the police and the community is key to ensuring safer neighborhoods across the province.
We've been conducting patrols, especially in the night, and since I came here in the Copperbelt, we have arrested so many of these groups. Some are juveniles. The law is taking care of them as established. Those who are elderly enough, they are being prosecuted, and some are going to the prisons for sentencing. So we are not just letting things fled like that. We are very active in dealing with this issue of junkies.
Zambian Crop and Veterinary Care Limited Director Rajan Vashishta says the company has grown significantly since its inception, expanding its product range from 5 to over 50 in 8 years. Speaking in Lusaka this morning during the launch of Chapa Spray, a versatile insecticide effective in controlling stubborn insects in homes, farms and public spaces, Mr. Vashishta says that the company started with two herbicides, two insecticides and one fungicide, and now has a complete range of herbicides, insecticides, fungicides and green products, among others. He highlighted the company's diversified portfolio, which now includes irrigation solutions, seeds and green production services, enabling them to save the country from seed to green production. Mr. Vashishta further outlined the company's expansion plans, including entry into public health and local manufacturing in Zambia. He adds that the firm has a countrywide network with over 300 active clients and has registered in South Africa, expecting to be active there by year end.
And apart from this, to promote local, so we enter in local manufacturing as well. So we have started with few products like dog shampoos, some biological for poultry, some the other products, and later on sooner we will start producing this product in Zambia as well. Down the line, I can say next 2 years, this Chapa Plus will be manufactured in Zambia. Company point of view, so we are in veterinary also. So we are in vaccine, we have injectables, we have antibiotics, and we are going to